Mate, we are well and truly into the footy season.
We are, right? Yep.
Very deep into the season. And that's why I think it's a great time to bring up the fact that North are currently in the top eight.
Top eight.
We are currently sitting in the top eight of the competition.
Love that.
And North. Yeah, North. The old Northorn Football Club, mate. Northorn,
yeah.
Under Clarko. Going all right? Cats not in the top eight at the moment, I don't think, but there is a little bit of time left in the season.
A little bit of time left, you reckon?
But
hopefully we finish strong.
Yeah.
You're not very good at the whole talking shit, are you? maybe I'll give you a few tips on how to keep a lid on it throughout the season. Hello and welcome to another episode of Fine Leg to Full Forward. Emphasis on full forward because footy season is upon us.
Well and truly into it, mate. Not upon us. We are...
Well, as you said.
The business end of things.
How you going?
Not too bad. Just made myself a Milo today.
Yep. I notice it's not in the merch mug that we've got here.
Yeah. I made the mistake of making it about half an hour before we started recording. And then I was thinking, should I transfer it? You know, I've made it already. Do I, you know, transfer it from one mug to the other? And then I thought, nah, can't be bothered.
What a story that was.
Yeah.
We're off to a flyer already this week. You got a haircut.
That's, I did.
Looking fresh.
I did. Thanks, mate.
Did you get that since the last episode? I think you did.
I think so, yeah. Had a wedding on Friday.
That would make sense.
I'm pretty sure I got the cut on the Thursday night, leaving things to the last minute.
As an expert on the topic of hair, I will say.
It looks right.
I never realize how badly you need a haircut until after you've got it cut.
You were saying this to me.
Yeah, because it just looks so fresh when you do. And it's just like, oh, I didn't realize that bad. And then you see what it looked like before. And it's like, oh, yeah, he probably went longer than he should have with that.
Yeah, you probably should have got a haircut before. But if I don't get a haircut, you don't really say, oh, yeah, it's looking a bit.
That's what I'm saying, because I don't realize.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm wearing a hat, because I'm overdue with a haircut. Shave it. Probably shave it at some point.
You wore a hat last week, too.
I did. I've been slack on the old head shaving.
Did you change the cap?
Different cap.
Oh, that's all right. Switch it up.
Testing out some new hairstyles. I tell you what, mate. There's you wouldn't believe it based on how cricket season ended and how Geelong went in round one.
Correct.
But I am feeling grateful.
Okay.
Grateful is the word that I want to use.
Yeah.
And
it's a nice word to use. It's a nice feeling to feel.
You might be wondering why I'm feeling that and where I might be going with this. I am grateful that we live in Melbourne. Bloody love this city for a variety of reasons.
Yep.
But not many better reasons than the mighty Coliseum that is home to Melbourne. Does that make sense?
The MCG.
Trying to be all majestic and I haven't actually planned out the wording. Now, the reason that I bring this up is because it was my partner Tash's first time to the MCG, believe
first
it
time
not.
Ever.
First time ever.
Yeah.
As a country gal from northern New South Wales.
Yes.
She'd never been, and you know, being a footy and cricket fan, I commented that if possible I'd like to be there the first time you go.
Yeah.
And bloody earth. So we went. She's a Doggies fan.
Yes.
We went on Saturday and walked all the way up to level four. And then
the top of level four, like right in the nosebleeds, like right at the back.
Yeah, we're pretty close to the black, pretty close to the back.
Yeah.
And so we've got to the bay that we want to go, and you know, you go up the stairs to get to the seats.
Yep.
So we've got to the top of the stairs before deciding where we want to sit.
Yeah.
And I've turned around and looked at her, and she's just sort of looking around in disbelief at how big this place actually is.
Yeah.
And you just kind of forget.
Mm.
You kind of take it for granted when we live in a city that's got such crazy access to an amazing variety of sports and stadiums and facilities and whatnot. You kind of take it for granted.
Mm. Yeah, it is like enormous.
It is. It's massive. She's been to Marvel a couple of times.
Yeah.
And yeah, she thought that was quite a sizable stadium.
Even that was, yeah.
And it's what, close to double the capacity?
Yeah.
Is it double? It could be over double, isn't it? Over.
I think it's about double.
Yeah. Well, I mean, either way, yeah, it's a lot bigger.
It's a lot bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, the look on her face was just disbelief, like eyes wide open, just like looking around going, oh my God, this is crazy.
This is the real deal. Because she's watched games of footy before on TV and you obviously see the MCG on TV. They have the drone shots, the helicopter shots. But when you're actually there, it's just completely different.
It's a good way to do it for a first time, like level four. So you can just take it all. We could see the city above the stadium and you know, it was a really nice night. We got really, lucky with the weather.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Same time, like, you don't understand how good you've got it.
Yeah.
Wearing a t-shirt to a game of footy, like, you got to worry about how many layers we've got usually. And
on the way home.
Yeah. So, anyway, we love the MCG. I think that was the main point of that. Anything happen for you this week that you just kind of sticking with you?
Not really, to be honest. It was a very, very nice, chill weekend.
Mm.
Cricket's done. We fucked off cricket, so... It was
feeling less grateful all of a sudden.
Yeah. So, running it back through round one of the AFL season, well, 2023 AFL season.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have heard that footy is back.
And we love it.
We do love it. We're probably pretty remiss of us to not mention that, actually. Footy's back.
Is back.
Footy has started. And the season has begun.
It's not just us that love it being back. The first two games in a row was the attendance at the MCG was 88,000 and 86,000 or something.
Thursday and Friday. Yeah, across the two nights. Yeah, it was. I said in the lead up, because obviously I work near the MCG and I was in the office on Thursday, and I said there was a buzz around Richmond like there hasn't been for a couple of years. I know, COVID aside,
as in during the day at the office during or the
day,
just like
during the day, like in Richmond, like I walked out to get some lunch, and there was a buzz, and it shows in the crowd numbers. I mean, Richmond Carlton's always going to get a good crowd, and Collingwood also always get a solid number of fans down to the game. So it was good. And the Pies got off to a flyer that night. Here you go.
One quick one, a question. And was it on Thursday? Friday, you went to the game. You went to the Collingwood Geelong game.
Yep.
Tash and I were here watching it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a question. I don't know if this is a dumb question or not. Both, it probably is a dumb question. Both games, Thursday night and Friday night, were called sellouts. The games were both sold out.
Yeah.
Why is it 88,000 and 86,000 seats?
I actually was wondering that as well. I don't know. I think it depends how many tickets they put up for members.
Yeah, okay.
So, they allocate a certain amount of seats for members and maybe like less members. Less members rock thought. Up. I don't know.
Is that where does it all lie in the members? Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And like the MCC members as well, not just club members. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe a combination of the two.
Okay.
I don't know. Because, I was wondering that. But you look around, you couldn't see too many empty seats. But you're not looking around when it's 88,000 people in there going, fuck, there's not a lot of people here.
Yeah. Now we're just
when they say sell out.
We're just making a joke about like performing a gig, a concert or something at Rod Laver or something, and then like shouting out to the crowd, like, thanks so much for selling this out. And everyone looks around, it's like half full.
It's like the complete top deck. I'm a pop star.
Yeah. Everybody here, make noise. Everybody out there, make noise. There's like one dude.
If you know, you know. A draw to kick off the season on Thursday.
Yes.
I was wondering if that had happened before.
Ever?
As the first game of the season.
Yeah.
And apparently someone at work told me that it had happened once before.
Right.
I think. As the very first game, and that they're a Carlton fan.
Okay.
And that last time it happened, Carlton won the flag that year.
Okay. So, right.
I don't know how accurate that actually is.
Yeah.
He's a bit enoughy. He's a bit of enoughy at the best of times. So okay. Hopefully he doesn't actually listen to the show. We'll leave that. We'll mm-hmm. leave that there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, draw to kick off the season in front of 88,000, and then a much better quality game in terms of scoring and skill level on the Friday night.
Yes.
And the Pies bloody over around the Cats, didn't they?
It was one of those games that was. It was tight all the way through up until, I mean, after three-quarter time, they just sort of...
Yeah, Geelong didn't kick a goal.
Yeah, just ran away with it. It just looked like they had a lot more just stamina, really.
Oh, big time. I mean, even when Geelong were in front or the scores were close, you could tell that the Collingwood were running us all over the park. And the only reason that Geelong were ahead, or it was so close when it was because they were so accurate in front of goal. If it was 16 goals two, whatever it was.
Yeah.
If that was any other night, you know, whether, you know, more average sort of 10 goals eight or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a Collingwood bloody run like away with that. They smashed the Cats there. But yeah, I mean, the atmosphere was crazy.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah.
That's good. And so you went back to back as well.
Back to back. Yeah, I did.
I did notice there were four new coaches. Was it four new coaches this year? So we had
four.
Got for us, for North.
Clarko's at North, yeah.
Clarko. Is it Ross Lyon's gone back
well
to
done.
The Saints?
Well done. Yep.
This is testing me. Yep. This is as a footy fan. Bombers, Brad Scott.
Well done.
Brad Scott.
Well done.
And the last coach. The Giants.
Yep. Who's the coach of the Giants?
Who's the coach of the Giants?
I don't know either. But I believe the point you were trying to make there was
all of those new coaches won.
They won, yeah. Their eras are off on the right foot.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Off to a flying start.
Off to a fly. Yeah. North, Saints, Giants, and Bombers all won. Speaking of the Bombers, Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody, back. Come out of retirement.
Loves playing footy.
And he does. Anthony McDonald, typically kicking footy.
Mm.
He kicked a goal.
He did.
Kicked a goal, and it was good to see. And everyone got around him.
Mm.
I think, both sides of the crowd were applauding, which we love to see.
Yep.
Your mate, Sheezel.
Sheezel.
On debut.
On debut? Looking good. I saw that he's already inked in a deal to extend
to the end of 2026 or something.
Yeah, it's pretty early on.
Strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah, I mean we're into the business end now, mate. So
into the business end. Yeah, stop the count.
Yeah, top eight. You know, so while we're here, you might as well just ink in all those deals.
Yeah,
you know?
Have a look around. See, it's all aboard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One bit of sad news. Obviously, you were at the game. I saw it on TV. Thoughts are with Jeremy Howe at the moment, mate.
Yeah.
They quickly show the live. I mean, they're obviously going to show the live footage on TV, and then they quickly stop showing the replays.
Yeah,
but yeah, clashed with Stengel, I think.
Tyson Stengel, yeah. Yeah, it looked. I mean, we were the other side of the ground, so we couldn't see much because it was in the opposite 50, but it looked bad from all the way over there.
Yeah.
And then same thing, you know, when they stop showing it on the big screen that, you know, something's bad and then stretcher comes out and then, you see it pop up on social media while the game's sort of stopped.
Yeah.
And you're just like, that shouldn't be bending that way.
Yeah.
That looks awful. So I feel like he's had quite a rough run of it the last few years, Jeremy Howe. So thoughts are with him, and it was great to see all the Collingwood boys, every single one of them went over to the stretcher,
got around
the cart, whatever you want to call it, and got around him, and both sides of the crowd did as well. So
I saw Jeremy Cameron went up to him as well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. So hopefully we see him out there again, not too much longer.
Yeah.
I don't know how long he's going to be out for with an injury like that.
Yeah.
It's
pretty horrific, to be honest. Mm. But thoughts
wishing
with
him a speedy recovery.
Mm.
Now, as we've mentioned 658,000 times, I went to the footy twice.
Back to back.
Back to back. I went on Friday, Cats versus Pies, and then I went on Sunday. Dogs versus D's.
Yep.
And yeah, both the teams that I was rooting for on each night lost. So say what you want about that.
Yeah.
Maybe I should stop going to the footy. I don't know. Does footy hate me? Should I hate cricket and footy? Should we reassess what this podcast is?
Not yet.
Not yet. All right.
let's get to 100 first. And
take it from bloody me. Magic 8 ball. Ask again later. But it was, regardless of the result, it was bloody awesome to be at a packed MCG again, just watching the footy. The atmosphere is like nothing else in the world, and the passion of the players and the fans is just undeniable.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, we are going to go through some things, and we mentioned a couple of them already. We're going to go through some things at the footy.
Yep.
That would get us out of our seat. We're there at the G.
Mm-hmm.
Something's happened. We're up out of our seat.
We're up out of our seat. So on your feet.
On your feet.
Mm-hmm.
On your marks. Get set. Did you want to go first?
I'll go first. I'll kick us off with something we saw on the weekend.
Mm.
We mentioned it briefly. Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody.
Kicking footy.
Kicking footy. And not even just when he kicked his goal, but before, you could hear the buzz and the roar, and initially people weren't really sure what it was, but it was just the fact that he was being subbed on into the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of, because it was just the camera was just showing the actual game, and you could just hear a buzz, and it's like, but nothing really special is going on here on the ball, but that alone was quite loud. And then when he took that mark inside 50, went back, kicked a goal, everyone was up on their feet, mate.
Yeah, it was great to see, no matter who you supported on that day, wasn't it? Yeah.
It's moments like that. It's sort of, when someone's sort of been out of the game for so long, they come back and then sort of do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Same as I think we ages ago that we spoke about Madge sort of making his comeback, kicking that goal, similar. You know, it's so long out of the game, you come back. That is definitely something that'll get you out of your seat.
Even sort of without kicking a goal. I remember, what was his name? Johnson from the Swans.
Mm-hmm.
He was out. He just kept doing his ACL. Had awful luck with his knees.
Oh, yeah.
And then he did it again in his comeback game. But the reception he got for just getting back.
Getting there.
And getting to AFL again.
Yeah.
Was, I mean, that in itself is an incredible achievement. And we've spoken about this before, haven't we? I think this is like episode 10 we spoke
was
about
it?
That.
Yeah, yeah. That sort of inspirational sort of comeback story.
Because we spoke about it was when Charlie Curnow played his first game, and I think the name of the episode was like 761 days.
That's
or something like
it.
That.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, like when Dan Menzel kicked his goal after so many years out.
Mm.
But even the other form of comeback games, like I remember when Gary Ablett was still playing for the Suns.
Yeah.
And he kicked a goal from the pocket down at Cadinia Park against the Cats.
Against the Cats.
And everyone got up and applauded that.
Yes.
So any kind of comeback, people kick a goal.
Well, true. Yeah, comeback in the other context where it's like you've moved on to another team, but you're coming back to your old home ground. And then I guess initially maybe getting booed, but then depending on the crowd.
Mm.
And then if you do something spectacular, it's like, nuts.
Yeah.
I'll stand up for that.
Yeah, we appreciated that when you did that for us.
Yeah.
And we just got to appreciate it now.
Mm.
Yeah, Mint, love that. We get on our feet when shit like that happens. Mm. Which one should I go with now? Shall I go for another one that happened on the weekend? Yeah, I will.
Mm.
Clapping off an injured player when a stretcher is required.
Yeah.
So you see, when someone goes off with a bit of a niggle and they walk off in the arms of the trainers.
Yeah.
Like usually that team's fans will get around it. But when it's something serious where a stretcher is required, usually everyone gets around it. When something like that happens, it's usually something pretty bad that's
pretty
happened.
Serious, yeah.
And there's always a hush over the crowd and it's odd.
Yeah.
Because it's such a unique game. It's such a physical game and we don't realize how much these guys actually put their body on the line.
Yeah.
So that when they are really on the front line, giving it their all and stuff like that happens and they come off second best.
Yeah.
Sometimes bloody third or fourth best.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is just go, what an effort. We've got to we've got to stand up and applaud that.
Yeah, yeah. Putting that much into it, like whatever you do, like you're putting that much effort into it, and that much, you're taking that much of a risk really each time you do it. And the knowledge of that and then still doing it each time is yeah.
That's why they paid the big bucks.
Mm.
Obviously, it happened with Jeremy Howe on the weekend.
Yeah, yeah, and definitely one that everyone stood up for the ground.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it was, as you saw, I don't know if you saw the photo of him in the air and him and Tyson Stengel in the air.
Just before the I think so.
Just as the collision happened.
Yeah, no.
That in isolation is an amazing photo.
Really?
Like, without the knowledge of what comes next. Like,
yeah, because he was
horizontal.
Horizontal, and then in landed on his arm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But that photo is just, I think it captures, I don't know, it just captures something about the game that says that this is body on the line.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's cool. I just saw it. And a few comments were just like, yeah, in isolation, this photo is amazing.
Is incredible by itself.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, the outcome's like, oh, geez. But the photo itself.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I'm going to move on to another one. Okay. This one is, look, maybe not as special, I guess. But, you know, say the start of a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit of anticipation.
Yep.
Right? Everyone's getting ready, especially if it's the start of the season.
Absolutely.
Right? Long build up. Everyone's hyped. Everyone's cheering. The umpire comes in and does a shit bounce.
Has to recall it. Nothing worse
than that. Mate, I reckon a few people will be out of their seat booing that.
Yeah, you get a bit carried away. I tell you what, nothing unites a crowd. Actually, no, maybe I don't agree with this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
You've committed.
I'm going to finish my thought.
Nothing
unites a crowd more than booing an umpire because they fucked up a bounce.
Okay.
It was happening. I don't know if you mentioned that. I went to the footy twice on the weekend.
Yeah,
it happened in both games. Whenever there was, they stuffed up the centre bounce. Everyone booed.
Everyone booed.
United, yeah, they united the crowd, which is wholesome, right? The umpire's bringing people together. Anyway, I'll move on to the next one, shall I?
Mm-hmm.
Something that would get me on my feet.
Yeah.
All right, and maybe it's the same for you.
Okay.
A player bouncing straight back up after a big heavy bump or a real bad falcon.
Falcon.
You've absolutely copped one from, let's say, your teammate. Let's make it even worse. You've copped a falcon from 5 meters away your teammate.
Like a torp or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you just bounce straight back up.
Yep. That's, just bang.
Yeah.
Jump back up.
Straight back up.
Like a CJ. Did you see CJ on the weekend?
Yeah, after kicking his goal. That was pretty
jumped
cool.
Jumped right up.
That was pretty cool.
Mm.
But I don't know. I think the crowd would just get around someone just getting straight back on their feet and going in for another crack.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's just like they're switched on there.
Yeah. I think that's something else that unites a crowd as well.
Yeah.
A falcon.
Just a falcon in isolation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a falcon in general. You're copping a footy in the face. You know, you see someone cop it, you know that's painful.
Yeah.
You can't help but laugh. It's like when you see someone get hit in the balls.
As in a cricket, right?
Yeah, it is
interesting, isn't it? It doesn't really make logical sense.
No, it doesn't at all.
But it's just that sort of thing, isn't it?
We love a falcon. Do we maybe start Falcon of the Year?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Maybe we try and make that a thing. If I think the AFL socials page will post a falcon if it's a really bad one. If any of you guys see a falcon out there on social media land, tag us in the comments and we'll store it. And maybe we'll do a Falcon of the Year
presentation
at the end. Yeah, maybe we'll get like a little trophy.
Awards. Yeah, because we're doing awards every year.
We always do awards because we are a serious footy podcast and that is what we do.
Mm.
Falcon of the Year. All right, leave that one with us. We'll definitely follow that through.
Yep.
Definitely. As we always do.
100%. All right, getting into some more serious ones now. Things that'll get you up on your feet at the footy. Look, I know it doesn't really happen at the footy, but I think if a Mexican wave happened, it would probably get you out of your seat.
Oh, because you stand up to do the wave.
Yeah, yeah. Although, I mean, I'm not sure if you actually... That being said, the last few times I've sort of, you know, when you sort of don't really stand up, but you sort of half, you sort of lean.
Yep.
And you sort of do that. But I'm just going to count that as a stand up.
I suppose, yeah, it gets you on your feet.
Yeah, it gets you on your feet, yeah.
Okay. Well, moving on from whatever that was, I've got another one that will get you up on your feet.
Okay.
You pack crowd and there's people coming and going from your aisle all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone wanting to get past you in the aisle.
Oh, in the aisle, because they need to leave.
Yeah, they got to leave. They go to the bar or the bathroom, so you got to stand up to let him pass.
That'll get you up on your feet.
That'll get you up on your feet at the footy.
Yeah, that will. Another one. I think if you're being a bit of a pest, potentially being a bit too loud,
yep,
a bit too drunk, I think the security will ask you to leave. It hasn't happened to me yet, but I think if they did ask you to leave, I think you'd probably have to stand up. So you'd probably get up on your feet.
Yep, yep. Fuck. Yep, you get up on your feet.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
All right. Well, with that in mind.
Yeah.
Something else that you'd get on your feet for.
Yeah.
Like the final siren. Because you're going to leave.
Well, because the game's done.
The game's done. So, like, I'm going to go home at some point tonight. So, I'll get up on my feet.
You should. Otherwise, you'll just stay at the ground. So, getting forward now, we've just mentioned a few things that would get you out of your seat and on your feet at the footy. Now, of those things, you know, some probably more realistic than others, some more potentially more serious than others.
Well, we always talk about serious things.
We do. Sorry. I take that back. out of all those things, which would you be standing up for the longest? So they all get you up out of your seat, but which one keeps you up for the longest?
Probably the final siren. Because then you've got to walk out.
unless your train is on the next seat next to you, it's probably going to be.
It's a slow waddle out when it's a packed stadium. So yeah. You're on your feet for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How long did it take you to, was it worse? It would have been a lot worse on the Friday night for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was plenty of people there. Because I went on Friday and Saturday. And a few.
Yeah, you went back to back because footy's back.
Footy's back, and so are we.
Yeah.
You know, that was the start of last season, wasn't it?
Was it?
We did that goal kicking thing. Footy's back, and so are we.
Oh, jeez. They kicked
the boo na 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 na.
With the Holy Grail playing in the background.
Yeah. Jeez. Yes. Anyway, that was fun.
Switch on. All right, switching on. So, you know, we've mentioned before, switch on is sometimes us coming to each other with a couple of questions, question one, question two, sometime, but it can be anything. That's the beauty of switch on. As long as we activate our brains up here.
Yep. As long as we get it ticking in some kind of way.
In some way, shape, or form.
You have switched on.
We have. So, today, what we're going to be doing is, given we sort of, you know, the inspiration of this episode was sort of talking about the buzz and the crowd when you went to the footy this weekend.
Twice.
Both times.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So, what we're going to do now is I'm going to simulate to an elimination final at the end of this year.
Okay.
All right.
So we got the time machine back, have we?
We do.
Cool. Yep. Cool.
Just for switch on.
Just for switch on. I mean, what other segment would you have?
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to simulate to an elimination final at the end of this year, and I'm going to give you a few scenarios of, okay, there's this team versus this team, this team versus this team, this team versus this team as an elimination final. It's not a granny, because I'm assuming, you know, that the attendance at a granny would no doubt be around 100,000 anyway, regardless of who's playing.
Sell out.
It's a sellout, yeah. But for an elimination final, it's a different story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to have a crack at guessing or what sort of crowds we would predict for these teams if they played in an elimination final at the end of this year.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, we'll start with Gold Coast versus St Kilda at the MCG.
At the MCG?
Yeah.
In an elimination final.
Yeah. Actually, St Kilda will probably play at Marvel, wouldn't they?
No. I'm happy to go St Kilda. Happy to go MCG.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what the crowd would be.
Yeah.
Very surprised.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Pleasantly surprised, I'm sure, but they'd be surprised nonetheless. Hey,
both of those teams are in my top eight, though.
They are. Well, I suppose that's why you put them in the elimination final.
I mean, it's almost a certainty. So.
Yeah, okay. Lock it in.
Yeah.
So, what would the crowd be like? Surprised.
Sorry. What do you reckon we would get as an attendance?
I had a feeling that's what you meant. I just saw the opportunity to be a dick.
Yeah.
And I took it attendance-wise. St Kilda, Gold Coast at the MCG. I assume it's a St Kilda home game then.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably would be at Marvel, wouldn't it? The more you think about it. That's all right. It's sake of the exercise. 48,000.
You reckon?
Yeah. What would you say?
I reckon it would scrape close to 60. I reckon it would be like 57.
Yeah, okay.
57,000.
I mean, is that high? Like, is that much more higher than mine to warrant it? Oh, you reckon? Like, is that outrageous compared to your estimate?
47? Be at least 51. What are you on about, mate?
Oh, jeez. All right, shall I give the next one?
Sure.
What would the crowd be like for Carlton and the Western Bulldogs in an elimination final?
Wow. There's plenty of Blues fans out there.
Mm.
Plenty of Blues fans that have been waiting for a long time.
Yes, you're right. Well. You're right.
And, you know, Doggies have a decent
following, yeah.
Following.
Yeah. Is that where you were going with that? Following?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what the crowd would be like. The crowd would be boisterous for sure.
You reckon?
Mm.
Mm.
Need a number though.
I reckon in the 80s.
You reckon in the 80s?
I reckon 81,000, 82,000.
Ooh.
What do you reckon?
I think that's outrageous.
Really?
I'll say 77. 77,648.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fair enough.
And I feel like they're two big Melbourne clubs and two big Melbourne followings, so that'd be good.
Fremantle versus Melbourne.
Okay, so Melbourne's home.
Yeah. Melbourne's home mm-hmm. game in the mm-hmm. MCG.
How many did they get when they played Brisbane?
Yeah.
They played Brisbane. That was a elimination final, wasn't it, last year?
I think so.
Did they lose in straight sets? Yeah, they would have. They would have,
yeah,
because
yeah,
it was Collingwood, Sydney.
That's right. They did.
Brisbane, Geelong. Yeah. I don't know how many. I don't reckon they got a lot then.
Against Brisbane.
Against Brisbane.
I can't remember.
Find it.
Get it up.
No, you have a think while I'm doing this, mate.
I don't. You fucked it.
It was a semi-final.
Was it?
That's what they're called. Yeah, but it was the elimination final.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure there would have been at least, 60, 70, surely.
Don't know.
You wouldn't get too many Freo fans, for sure.
Yeah. That's where, I don't know if that was obvious, but that's where my mind went. Melbourne in a final against an interstate team.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. What do you reckon?
That's true, actually. When you've just got, like, max, you're going to get 5,000 to 10,000 from an interstate team. Max, right?
For an elimination final? You reckon not a bit more?
Like people flying over?
Yeah.
Even that, 5 to 10,000 people from an interstate team's heaps of people flying interstate, isn't it?
I mean, it is. No, you're right, it is. I know the grounding's a bit different. I'm just imagining the amount of red that I saw at the grand final last year.
Yeah, true. Although lots of South Melbourne fans from...
Very good point. Very good point. See, we know footy. We're having an intelligent discussion. Just give me a number, bro. I don't know.
Fremantle, Melbourne? 68,000.
Yeah, I think you're pretty... Yeah. I think pretty bang on there. I'll go 66.
Nice.
Yeah. I wonder if any of these are ever going to happen so we can actually...
See?
Check. We're going to have to make a note of this episode and these matchups that we've simulated.
Yeah. I can confidently say even if they do happen, we'll forget that we did this.
Oh, without. I've already forgotten and we still haven't finished. So, the last one, Geelong versus Port Adelaide. At the MCG. So, Geelong still haven't been able to get a home final down at Cannini Park.
That's a home final.
Oh, sorry. No,
it's,
of course.
It's a home final. Yeah. Mate. I don't know what else to tell you. It's a home final.
I think Geelong played Port in a final, like a semi-final, like 2015-ish, I want to say, 2014, 2015, okay. I think. No, yeah, we missed final 2015, so it would have been 2014, I think. I reckon there was a packed stadium then.
Okay.
And it was when Port were kind of like on the way back up and there was a hype around them.
Yeah.
I'll say sort of 78.
Yeah, okay.
78 for that.
Yep. I'd go something similar. Port are a pretty strong interstate team in terms of like following, I reckon, in terms of moving around and stuff. So, yeah, I reckon maybe even 80.
Oh, yeah, because my call was outrageous, so you've had to correct it.
Correct.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I think I'll pay that. So, that's – are we switched on there?
Look,
we're talking about crowds on your feet. Yeah, I suppose it's not that outrageous of a stretch for us, is it?
It's somewhat of a stretch. It's definitely a stretch. And in terms of how much we actually switched on, questionable.
I mean, yeah, I don't feel engaged.
Money! Alrighty, time for my mate's multi. So, my legs from last week, I said leg one. I will watch at least one full game of footy this week.
Did you?
No, I didn't. I got close.
But it's round one. The hype's there. The buzz is like no other.
I know. And I still didn't watch a full game. I watched most of the Collingwood-Geelong game. Saw quite a bit of the Richmond-Carlton game. And then bits and pieces of the rest of the weekend was just like, KO minis here and there, checking the scores here and there.
Okay.
Which is probably like...
It's the equivalent of a two game by the sounds of it. I reckon you watched.
Yeah, but not one full game the whole way through.
That is what you said. Yeah, you set yourself up. All right. So, that's a no then, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's a no.
Yeah. Right.
Leg two. None of the final top four from last year at the end of the regular season...
Top four on the ladder from last year.
Yeah, top four on the ladder.
Yeah.
Will be in the top four after round one. Didn't get up because the D's and I think the Swans are both in the top four at the moment. So, none from two. And leg three, players that are reported to the MRP during round one will only be from home teams. No, that didn't get up either because I'm pretty sure Buddy got reported.
Yeah, and they were playing up in the Gold Coast.
Playing up in the Gold Coast. So, none from three.
None from three. Footy season's back.
It is back.
All right, my legs from last week. I said, this is probably a pretty gimme leg, but I said there'll be a bigger crowd at the MCG on Friday than Saturday.
Yep.
That got up by about 30,000, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I said someone will get reported this week, and that got up as well.
Yep.
And then I said that I will consume more beers this weekend than I did last weekend. That's obviously referring to last weekend and the weekend before. And I don't reckon I did.
Was it close?
Probably. I didn't really have that many on both weekends, but
yeah,
I can't say with confidence, so I'm not going to give it to me. So
fair enough.
Two from three. So we average out at one for three.
Ah.
As we usually do.
Yes, because you've taken the you've brought my average up.
And I mentioned last week no individual had got 3 out of 3 2 weeks in a row.
Yes.
And I've just I could have shit-assed my way to doing that by you saying could've. That I did. But I value the integrity of this show too much to do that.
You do.
I would never besmirch us like that.
It's good. It's good to hear.
Yeah.
I think that's 2 weeks in a row that I've got none from three.
Consistency.
So, yes. Yeah. So I'm going to switch things up a bit with my approach this week. So leg one, there will not be a draw this week.
Right? Cool. Yep.
I just need to bank something at this moment, mate.
Just get off the mark.
Just give me a layup. Mm. Don't give me a layup because I can't finish off fucking layups.
You can't say that in full Cavs getup.
I miss playing for the Cavs. Anyway, sorry.
That's just so funny because I was about to do the exact same thing and you beat me to it.
What?
Can't finish layups.
I can't. Anyway.
But you get there.
You get there.
That's impressive.
I get there.
You just then fucking slam it into the bottom of the backboard.
Yeah, I just need someone else to be there when I get there. I can do the Euro step, 1-2 step, and then just, here you go.
Yeah, well,
pass it off.
That's on me. I'll work on getting into better positions.
Just be there.
If we ever play again.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to play again.
All right, okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Is that about cricket?
Nah, basketball.
No, there's no press conference call yet.
No, not yet. Although I've got the photo lined up and ready to go for that, so.
Do you actually?
All right. Leg two?
Yeah.
Yeah, leg two. Yeah. So I've got that one. Hopefully that's a lock for just at least get me one out of three.
What, there'll be no draw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leg two. Someone will kick a goal on the run after four bounces this week.
Okay. Exactly four. You fucked it up. You didn't say at least. You said exactly four.
I should say at least.
No, you said it.
No, I've said four. So. It's all right. I'm getting one from three. It's okay. I'm getting one from three.
There's all draws this week.
Even if there was just one, can you imagine that? All right. Leg three. Fremantle will be up each time I check the score of the North Frio game on my phone this weekend at the wedding. So we've got a wedding Friday and Saturday.
Back to back again.
Back to back and Saturday night. North versus Frio at 7:30 odd. So I'm sure I'll probably be checking the scores on my phone. And each time I check the score, Frio will be up.
I don't reckon you'll check the score.
At all?
I don't reckon you will. I reckon you'll forget. I don't reckon you're that invested in the season yet.
Potentially.
Well, you might be because you're top eight. I don't know.
True.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I'll see if I can remember to clock that or not as the night unfolds. Mm. My legs for this week. One of the venues for the weddings that we've got this weekend will feature a screen that will have the footy on at some point.
Okay.
So, Friday or Saturday night.
Well,
because we're going to two weddings.
If it is on the Saturday, then I won't be checking my phone, will I?
Good point.
Not sure what's going to happen here.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. Either way, someone's going to be disappointed.
Mm.
Probably. I don't know. Leg two. We will be asked about the podcast by a wedding guest more than once this weekend.
Yeah, it's a fair shout.
And leg three. 12 teams will change position on the ladder by the end of round two.
Also a fair shout. Exactly 12?
12.
Exactly 12.
Exactly 12.
Okay, I like the confidence.
Exactly 12. See, that's how you do it. Say it with chest. So, in case you hadn't heard, the bird is the word. I mean, footy is back.
The bird.
The bird is the word, no?
Yes, Family Guy.
Footy's back.
Footy is back.
And I'm going to reignite the conversation.
Uh-oh.
Merch.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, for the listeners, would you buy a fine leg to full forward branded footy because footy's back?
A footy?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Well, you don't seem to be invested in any other kind of merch ideas we've had.
I mean, we had a discussion. I think we said we were going to have a discussion about it.
Yep.
When was that?
That was a few episodes ago, I think.
A few episodes ago, we said we were going to have a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we had a discussion.
I know that we since have had a discussion about discussing it as well.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, definitely had that.
Maybe we need to line up a discussion about the discussion that we discussed it.
Yeah. I reckon we do that. And then we'll sort of, yeah, we'll touch base at a later date.
Yeah.
And
we'll circle back.
Circle back.
Yeah. As per my last message.
Yep.
Any more corporate mumbo jumbo that you can?
Yeah, just keen to sort of get the ball out of our court.
Yeah.
We'll do that and keep things rolling.
I don't know how we get the ball out of our court. Like, it's no one else is on the court. It's literally all us. We need to figure that out. Anyway, we'll discuss. I think that was the takeout there. We'll discuss. Anything you want to say to wrap up today?
Yes. Keep kicking goals.